Discover God's purpose for your life as you listen to the words of Prophet Jones Kosinah, founder and senior pastor of God's Haven Ministries, the Terror Church. Prophet Jones focuses on training, equipping, and empowering individuals to discover, develop, and maximize your God-given gifts and purpose. And now, listen to this message by Prophet Jones Kosinah.
How to retain people that God gives to us as a church. The reason why this topic is very important is that retaining people is not easy. You and I will attest to the fact that even your family, just four family, your wife and your two children, to retain just that two children, you and I know that it's not easy. True or not true? Last week, somebody came to me. And then she told me, it's a prophet. My daughter is going wayward. She doesn't stay at home anymore. She has joined herself to a certain group. She doesn't listen. She doesn't want to talk to anybody. Prophet, I am worried. I love her. But she doesn't want to listen to anybody. Prophet, help me.
You
see, the woman was worried.
No, mame no tete.
Because her daughter is going wayward. I think she had just about three children. And taking care of them is not easy. So as a church, taking care of the flock is not an easy thing. That is why as a shepherd, it is my responsibility to teach all of us how we can retain everybody that God brings here.
Are
you here?
Yeah.
It is not just the pastor's responsibility. It is all of us our responsibility. Amen?
Amen.
Oh, if you know that taking care of your children, it's a difficult thing to do. Give me a wave.
So only me say,
if you know that taking care of your own spouse, it's a difficult thing. Give me a wave.
That's the two of you. You are married.
That's the two of you. Taking care of each other.
It's
a difficult thing, isn't it? The women will tell you that taking care of, more especially the men,
it's
a difficult thing, isn't it? If you don't want to even cook, you have to cook. If you don't want to make love, you still have to make love. Who knows what I'm talking about? Oh, you don't know what I'm talking about? So, as a pastor, the most difficult thing about the church is how to retain people in the church.
Are you
with me? That is why this topic is very, very important. So in John chapter 17, verse 12.
John 17, verse 12.
Look at the scripture. Whilst I was with them in the world, I kept them in your name. Those whom you gave me, I have kept. And none of them is lost, except the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. What a blessing. Jesus is saying that when he was on the planet Earth, those that the Lord gave him, he kept them. He kept them. And none of them was lost. None of them was lost. Except the son of perdition.
Judas.
Except Judas.
You said Judas.
Who left the church? Except him. So Jesus really worked very hard to keep the disciples.
Yes, Christ upon the one more thing, so not obeshear.
So it is very important for us to work very hard to keep the people that God brings our
way.
No, I am not talking to only pastors. I am talking to all of us. It is our responsibility to keep the members that God brings to us. Are you with me? You see, there are times that when you go to church, some churches, you see, they treat some people be special. Maybe those people maybe are the rich. Very special. And the others who don't have money. Hello? Ladies and gentlemen, I believe that the people that we have to even give more attention to are the people that we, in our eyes, we see them as good for nothing. Because they are the reason why Jesus even came. Oh, true or not true? I am not saying that we shouldn't give the rich people the attention. Because there are some people, they have a way of listening to the word of God. They say, oh, the prophet said, I told the rich people we should kaput. That's not what I'm saying.
It's
we have to strike the balance. We have to take care of everybody. Everybody must be comfortable in the church. The poor must be comfortable. The rich must be comfortable. The black must be comfortable. The fair must be comfortable. The slim must be comfortable. The fat. Hello?
Hi.
Must also be comfortable. We must keep everybody. So I gave you 3 points. And I'm going to give you the fourth point. What we must do as a church to be able to keep the people. Do you want to know? The fourth point is breaking of bread.
It's
breaking of bread.
Acts
chapter 6, verse 42. Amen.
Amen.
Are you here?
Oh, I see.
Hello, are you here?
Oh, I see.
Don't forget about the messages. Because you have a responsibility to. To keep the people. Acts chapter
6.
Verse 42. Acts chapter 2, verse 42. Look at it.
Sure.
And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in prayers. In prayers. Are you here?
Oh, I see.
They continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in prayers. Hello?
Hi.
You see, gradually the church has taken this aspect of breaking of bread from the church.
In kakran kakra asori na yi se pan we gugu onu afri asori mu.
But it is part of the practices of the church.
Eka asori ni sise no hu.
If the church refuses to do what God wants us to do, will end up losing a lot of souls.
Na sa asafo no anya de anya me pese ye anya ye be shire akra bebre.
Why is it that breaking of bread is that important?
Adeti na pan no agugu no ehunya ye pan.
Because breaking of bread,
na si agugu pan no. You
see, when I'm talking about bread,
because a
pan no
aduane.
You see, e aduane.
Yeah. Adiane.
It's a breaking of bread.
Adiane.
We have to feast.
Because
oka pano. Na obi din say ye ba ha na bebubu pano. Because e bia pano on pe pano. On petit bread. On pe sugar bread. On pe wheat bread.
My God.
On pe butter bread.
That's right.
Because one shepherd na wetim ni ni yema ma no. Enter pano na all cano. Or can it be food?
That's right.
Give me another version. Maybe we will see that.
Okay.
Amplify. Amplify. Are you with me?
What I say?
All the believers devoted themselves to the apostles' teachings and to fellowship and to sharing in meals. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Including the Lord's Supper and to pray and to prayer and to prayer.
And then
did you see that?
Well, who are now?
Meals.
Adiani.
Assorted food.
Adiani ahodoɔ.
Not one particular food.
Enye adiani baakopɛ.
Meals.
Adiani bebree.
Jollof rice.
Jollof rice.
Fried rice.
Fried rice.
Banku and okra stew.
Banku and okra stew.
Fufu.
Fufu.
Hello.
Hi.
Kokonte.
Kokonte.
Are you here?
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Look at it.
Sure.
And to the sharing in what? Meals.
Somo tite diani.
Wow.
Wow.
Is it a blessing?
Ayishirana.
Give me Message Bible. I want you to look at something. The The church has become too serious. That is why, you see, there's no fellowship in the church anymore. We don't know ourselves. When we come, we are too serious. Look at the Message Bible. They committed themselves to the teaching of the apostles, the life together, the common meal, and the prayers.
Wow. Beautiful.
Wow. What a blessing. Are you here?
Oh, I see.
They committed themselves. Listen. Don't say that. Oh, look, what is food? I have better food at home. What is it that we are coming to do? You see, you are against the word of God. The word of God says we should gather and eat. Listen to me very careful. There are some people I know, even after this preaching, they will be feeling too big to eat amongst the brethren. Because they feel that they have everything. I have assorted food in the house. That is not what we are talking about. We are talking about what Jesus left for the church. Yeah. And what the apostles also left for the church. And we have to continue in that practices. Are you here? Amen. It is the word of God. So in this church, that is why when we're building this church,
say yes, a solid thing.
I instructed that there should be kitchen.
Make out yourself somebody kitchen account.
So there is a kitchen here.
In the kitchen, I want to say.
There's a kitchen. Yeah. Which we are going to prepare sumptuous meals.
I even say a
yes. Fresh food. Then we eat.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Are you with me?
What I say?
Why is it important that we break bread?
Why
is it important? There are some people that follow Jesus because of the food that Jesus was giving them. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Wow, deep.
Because of the what? The food. They follow Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
And Jesus' ministry,
our Jesus Christ,
he shared food.
No, or third, yani.
He fed 5,000 people. He fed them. The one you are following,
what you didn't know,
he was doing church.
No, you are swelling.
And 5,000 people have gathered.
Nipa 5,000 Asia,
and they were hungry.
Now, come at the
bring it to the board. 5,000 people were hungry.
Nipa ko we na come at the
and Jesus,
now Jesus Christ,
fed them.
Emomo diani.
He was doing church.
No, yeah, sorry.
You see, we thought that. I mean, church is when we come, then we said, lift up your hands. I see in the realm of the spirit. Hello?
Hi.
Look, it is just an aspect of it. Amen.
Amen.
It's an aspect. Yes. Amen.
Amen.
But look at Jesus.
Now say Jesus Christ.
Look at Jesus. In Matthew chapter 14, verse 13. Are you here?
Oh, I say.
When Jesus heard it, he departed from there by the boat to a desert place by himself. But when the multitude heard it, they followed him on foot from the cities.
Wow.
From the cities.
Wow.
They followed Jesus. Not in their cars.
And you almost care more.
Foot.
I'm on the 90th
Lesos.
I'm on 9.
Hello.
Hi.
They follow Jesus.
I'm on the yes.
Listen, wherever you are staying,
baby, be out.
It's not far to come here.
And what's the other person?
It's not far.
And what?
Amen.
Amen.
I said, wherever you are staying,
baby, I won't be around.
It's not far to come here.
And what's I won't be
because they follow Jesus.
They say, "Somebody yes, we achieve
by what? By foot."
Somebody 90, almost 9.
When it was evening,
and
so if they went in the morning,
amoba anopa.
In the evening, they were still there.
And umule no amoda so.
They say, stop the way you come to church and you want us to do 30 minutes, 40 minutes.
I say, 30 minutes, 40 minutes in your
they say, it doesn't change much. When you come to church,
sorry,
and then you expect the pastor to do 30 minutes, 40 minutes.
Pastor, you preach 30, 40 minutes.
It doesn't change your life much. Oh, yes. Amen.
Amen.
If you like, check the people that goes to a certain church and then they close 30 minutes, 45 minutes. Their life is not in some way. Most of those people, they don't do the work of God. They just go and listen to maybe something like a motivational message.
In Kenya.
Oh yes.
Oh yes.
But those who stay long in church, there are serious minded people. They are transformed and they do the work of God. Yes. I'm able to do the work of God because I stay longer in the presence of God to listen to teachings, to pray more, to listen to tapes, to listen to, video, to watch videos.
Videos, mention videos.
Oh, yes.
Wow.
Sit down for a moment.
But
are you with me?
Oh, I see.
From morning to evening, they were with Jesus. When it was evening, His disciples came to him saying, it is a desert place. It is a deserted place. And the hour is already late. Send the multitudes away that they may go into the villages and buy themselves food. Say, send them away. One of the reasons why we want to close church early for the people to go and eat. True or not true? One of the reasons why we want to close church early for them to go and eat.
So
what about if I provide you food?
Now, say, my mother, you need this way.
We can stay longer. If I give you banku, wouldn't you stay a bit longer? Oh, true or not true?
No,
is it says you like jollof?
Jollof on your soap.
You will get jollof very soon.
Amen.
Amen. Are you listening to me? So one of the disciples said, look, let's send these people away. Because they are hungry. Look at what Jesus said. But Jesus said to them, they do not need to go away. You give them something to eat. You should give them something to eat.
Baby, no mundi.
They don't have to. You see, Sabbath is Sabbath.
Humeda ya humeda.
Sabbath is for the Lord. You give your time, you give your strength, you give your beauty, you give your everything to the Lord.
What do I want for you? See, can we be at the money?
So you have to make time for the Lord.
And so nya mere manya me.
Spend time with the Lord.
Uni nya men tna ho.
Just be in the presence of the Lord.
And so to me tna nya men na nya se.
You don't have to be hurry. Where are you going?
And yes, I will get to be here for now.
Ask the person sitting by you, where are you going at all? Where?
Bisaunia, bisaunia se here for kura na oko. Bisano.
Open tema kofi oko ye den. Question Netflix. Hello.
Hi.
Oko gbonyo part. Hello.
Hi.
Are you here?
Oh, I see.
Because most of us, I mean, Sundays, is it the places that you go is not that important. When you consider that one, two. Church.
So they to do a solid one.
Being in the presence of God.
So better than your main
church. It's not that important. Yes. When I finish, I will join them. No matter what you do, I will not exchange church to Bonyo Party.
No.
I will go to church. When I finish, I can maybe join you. No. I will never do that.
Me, yes,
I have never done that, and I will never do that. Are you here?
Oh, I see.
And they said to him, we have. Oh, go to the other one. When I'm speaking, when I say you should go to the other one, then you go. Okay? Don't jump it. Don't jump. But Jesus said to them, they do not need to go away. You give them something to eat. Did you see Jesus?
Well, yes. Sir.
In the church.
Well, Solomon.
He said, give them what? Something to eat. Something to eat. Listen.
See,
God's heaven is going to give you something to eat.
God said, my mouth be not worthy.
I said, God's heaven is going to give you something to eat.
God said, my mouth be not worthy.
Tell to somebody that we are going to give ourselves something to eat. Something to eat.
That's what I said, my mouth be not worthy.
Amen.
Amen.
Go to the next verse. And they said to him, we have here only 5 loaves and 2 fish. Continue. He said, bring them here to me. Continue. Then he commanded the multitudes to sit down on the grass. You see, sometimes when you come to church, when the place is full, and they ask you to sit on the altar, you see, just sit. Don't say that. What is he talking about? I'm too big to be sitting on the altar. You see, when you come to church, like, be like a child. Jesus said they should sit on the grass.
Yes, we saw Montana grass in the
sit down. And they sat down.
No Montana.
And he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish. And looking up to heaven, he blessed and broke and gave the 5 loaves to the disciples. And the disciples gave to the multitudes. Hello?
Hi.
When he had blessed it, something is going to happen right now. When he had blessed it, he gave it to the disciples
or the manager from
to distribute it.
So Montite.
Verse 20. So they all ate and were filled. And they took up 12 baskets full of the fragments that remained. Hey!
Hey!
They were leftovers. Are you here?
Oh, I see.
So Jesus fed 5,000 people. 5,000 congregation. He fed them. As a matter of fact, they were more than that.
No,
because in those days, when they are counting, they count only the men. Yes. So they were more than that. And those days too, they can give birth. Amen.
Amen.
So Jesus himself practiced the breaking of bread.
Jesus Christ
So no wonder the disciples who followed Jesus, they continued in the teaching and the doctrine of Jesus. And they are saying to us that we should also follow. We should do what? Follow. And the only church that has followed this kind of doctrine is the Adventists. The SDA.
SDA.
The Saturday, they go to Saturday. They had followed this kind of doctrine. Every Sunday. Every Saturday. Is their Sabbath.
Sabbath day.
And when they go to church, they are not in a hurry at all. They will go in the morning and leave in the evening. Whilst they are eating, they are having fellowship, and then there's a song ministration, and then There's a testimony time. There's hymns time. And then they will be sharing the word of God in between.
No more. Whilst
they are eating.
Did you know?
While they are having fellowship. And they all come with their families. That is why it is very difficult for you to win an Adventist to your church. Because they have become like a family. They have become like a family. Because breaking of bread is able to retain people in the church. So some people criticize the Adventists. But they are doing something that you are not doing. And their members are kept. They don't go anywhere. They don't go to any church. Any Sunday church. Any Wednesday church. They are waiting patiently for Saturday to come so that they will go and fellowship. Receive that wisdom in the name of Jesus. Am I speaking to somebody here? So we need to bring that thing here.
And see this idea no so baha.
And we are going to start with every month, every end of the month. Yes, we are going to start with every end what? Of the month. Then gradually we'll start every week.
Now what we be are.
Wow. Amen.
Amen.
And this is how they do it.
Now say no more.
The Adventists. Everybody will bring food. Everybody will bring food. Everybody will bring drink. If it is biscuit you have,
say biscuit now,
you bring it.
What the ba?
If it is kelewele you will have,
kelewele now,
you bring it.
What the ba?
But we are going to do it in another way. Because the world has, has metamorphosed and not into something else.
Amen.
The world has changed. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, I said the world has changed. As much as I trust you, there are new people coming our way, into the church. So that somebody will not just come and poison about 20 people. Hello.
Hi.
But instead, we'll just do something like small contributions. Donations. We collect donations. Yes. With the church, we'll add to it. Then we prepare sumptuous meal from our kitchen. What do you think? Is it a good idea? Which you can get about 5 different kinds of food. Oh, it's like you are not excited about
it.
Are you excited about that? So that we can have something like a bar. You see? And a bar and what?
So I don't know.
Agusi. Wow, goosey. Amen.
Amen.
Listen.
See,
when we commit ourselves to this,
see, the only say we anymore.
It will be one of the ways that we can retain the people in the church.
And no, never to am I yet me a shame also ye was so
yeah. You see, it's like some of us, because I have been in, like, I've been in the church that I didn't have food to eat. Yes. You see, I come dimmy.
Come dimmy.
And you know, some ba sorry na say, oh mommy, ebiani dia. Now, what do me? Because then I sorry na so bit me ayama amanfo. And you know, they be a year j offering. They be a year j tight. You see, internet and unkwani jumanana. You see, we should be able to do something, I mean, that will bring us together.
Stay to me, baby, to me, you never boom.
Yes, wake that sister up, okay? Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Are you here?
Oh, I see.
Am I teaching you something good?
Me church, oh, baby.
I'm telling you that, look, this church is a different church. Yes. We are interested in bettering your life.
Yes.
Tap, that sister there. It's in another realm. Amen.
Amen.
You know. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Clap your hands.
Bon set.
Amen.
Amen.
So breaking of bread is very important in the church. It has the ability to be able to retain people. Many people. Actually follow Jesus because of food. Because they know that Jesus will provide them food. That is why when he was teaching the disciples how to pray, look at what he said. Matthew chapter 6.
Verse 9.
In this manner, therefore, pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily
bread.
Give us our daily bread.
My dad, Etiani.
Amen.
Amen.
So, God, I mean, the Bible is saying that. You see, Jesus is a supplier of daily bread.
Yes, Christ.
So when you come to church,
is
able to give to you directly food to eat.
Oh, my dear. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. Nyami chia so dan.
Name se oma yende diba. Katala baba baba ba. our daily bread. Amen.
Amen.
Listen, we are not wiser than God. Amen.
Amen.
Look, you cannot have fellowship. We cannot have fellowship with one another if we don't create that forum. You know what food can do in one's life. Food can make you start smiling. It can make you start laughing. Who knows what I'm talking about? Yes. Some of you, your smiles has disappeared because maybe you are hungry.
Oh, yes.
Amen. Amen. But let food enter your stomach right now. You will say, look, even some people, they speak good English whenever they have eaten. When they are hungry, you see them, saying something that they themselves, they don't understand. Who knows what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Wow. So food has a certain strength, certain ability to be able to do something spectacular in your life. Amen.
Amen.
Receive this wisdom in the name of Jesus. I say, receive this wisdom in the name of Jesus.
Wow.
Are we going to do that?
Yes,
is it a good idea? Amen.
Amen.
I'm teaching about how we can retain people that God brings to us as a church. That is why anybody that comes here, I invite the person for a breakfast meeting. The following week.
And then I
done with those people. Yes. We break bread. And we chat. We have fellowship. Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Maxwell, were you happy when I was dining with you? Were you happy?
Yes.
You were very,
very happy.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
And ever since, he's been coming to church. Yes, he's been coming to church. You are very happy.
Very happy.
Yes. Ah. And when we're eating, then he said to me,
or catch him, say,
it's a prophet.
So therefore,
I want you to pray for me. I'm going to write an exam. And I want you to pray for me. You told me that, isn't it?
Yes.
And what did I do?
You pray for me.
I prayed for you.
Yes.
And how did the exams go?
Oh, it go well.
It went very well.
Very well.
Wow.
Wow.
Clap your hands and give God praise.
Awesome.
Amen.
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 Wow, deep. Yeah. It's a blessing.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Clap your hands and give God
praise. Wow.
Are you here?
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
I had breakfast with you, isn't it? I had breakfast with you. Do you enjoy me having breakfast with you?
It's very well. I enjoy it.
You really enjoy it.
I've seen a niche.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. And where do you stay? Where do you stay?
I see that God have doing well in my
Madina.
Life. Yes.
Madina.
Yes.
Madina, not it.
Yes.
Wow.
And ever since, he's been coming to church.
He's
been coming to church.
It's
working.
And yeah, Chuma.
Clap for Jesus.
For Sama Yesu Christ.
Are you with me?
Oh, I see.
It is very important. You see, what I'm doing, I'm keeping some of you, your future wives. One day, a brother came to me. And then he said, Prophet, there is a certain lady that came to the church.
Baby or basoli,
some fair colored lady
or bakokobi.
This week I didn't see her.
Now what you mean? Who knows basoli?
Where is she?
No, away.
And I said, why do you want to? And I said, oh, it's a new person that came to the church, but about 2 to 3 weeks now, I've not seen her. And the brother said that, Prophet, that lady must come to the church. That lady must come to the church. Because the first day when I saw the lady, you see, something entered into my body like electric shock. It just did.
Hey, my God.
Are you here?
Oh, I see.
And I said, I'm sorry. I mean, the lady is not coming to the church. We lost that lady because we didn't follow up. So the brother too has missed, you know, his beloved and wife to be. Hello.
Hi.
So this campaign of retention
is
everybody's responsibility. Some of you, when you look inside here, you will say that I don't have my type of lady here. Your lady is out there. And we are bringing her to you. We are bringing her to you. One day, a lady also said, I don't have my type of man here. Hello?
Hi.
Sometimes it's true. You see, I say sometimes it's what?
It's true.
That is why we are winning more souls. Very soon, your type of man will come here. And it is your responsibility to retain that fellow. I don't know whether I'm speaking to myself. No, the way you are looking at me, as if I'm speaking to myself. Am I preaching to somebody? Am I preaching to somebody? Yeah.
Wisdom.
Yeah. Amen. Are you here?
Oh, I see.
Tell the person that, look, your beloved is coming soon. You see, some of you, any lady that you have proposed to says no to you in this church.
Oh, baby, I'll open your seat, Debbie.
The ones that you think you love, I mean, they say they don't love you.
They're open and also unpel.
Tell the person sitting next to you, look, my beloved is coming. They are coming. Tell the person that it's okay if you don't love me. I mean, Prophet is bringing my beloved. Prophet is bringing my beloved.
Catch his own path. Prophet, you'll be born over dummy. You'll be over dummy ever. You'll be over dummy ever.
Amen.
Amen.
Listen, it's not everybody who will love you.
And you'll be an ever dumb.
Don't force it. If the person says, I don't love you,
so
don't force it. It can be dangerous. Because love, if it's there, the first day, it will start clicking.
Wow.
Amen.
Amen.
But when you force the person to love you, the person will show you pepe. One day we'll just look at you. You cry, consider you of, I considered you. Amen. That's why you don't have to force it. As if I'm just preaching to some people here. It's like these people are not part of the preaching.
Hey! What a shock. Wow.
Am I preaching to myself or something?
Hey.
Are you here?
Oh, I see.
Look, retention is the will of God. Retention. Amen.
Amen.
The seat point. The fifth point. Do you want to know the fifth point? Amen.
Amen.
Jesus said, none of them.
Jesus, none
of them.
Were
lost.
No, or your eye.
Except
Jesus.
Judas. Yes. Ask the person sitting by you, are you Judas or something? I don't know. The way you are quiet, I see. I'm beginning to suspect that you are sending text messages for the soldiers to come.
Judas and answer.
Hello?
Hi.
Is it nowadays when you are in church and then somebody takes his phone and then he pretends as if he's writing? Don't believe it though. Sometimes it's not writing anything.
Obi found the phone so true. And yet so true. Man, Jindi.
Is it the person may be sending text message to other friend who is in the church or outside the church and say, hear what he's saying. This stupid thing that they say, stupid thing.
Hey.
And be recording.
Yes.
It's not everybody that copies notes.
And you'll be on a true note
with his phone.
Send the phone or the true notes.
Some can be in the church and they are chatting their girlfriends.
Maybe more girlfriend, no, nene kasa. Or nene girlfriend kasa.
One day I was preaching and then I heard that the Spirit of God said to me that somebody is insulting me in the church. And I noticed that the persons are in the church. And one was sitting at my right. So that time the church, I faced them this way. I faced them this way. Was it this way or no? Yeah, is there this way? Yeah. So the person was sitting on my right. And then the other person on my left, extreme end. And they were chatting each other. And I sense it. And when I said it, I said, there's somebody here. You are just insulting me. So there was somebody sitting by the person.
Not
at the back.
Oh,
So the person saw the text message.
Oh, text message. No, the man only park not on.
And then when we close,
yeah, pump,
the person came to tell me that what you said
on see the old kind
is true.
Eh, you no correct.
It was this person.
Eh, you nipa we, you nipa we.
So I called
into my friend, my friend back on.
What have I done?
He said, ah.
What have I done?
Then am I?
Why do you hate me like that?
I'm dating our old time, is sir.
You have come to church.
What about sorry?
And I'm preaching.
Na me kanya mi asem.
And you are insulting me.
Na u twa mi alapa.
Hello.
Hi.
If you think that I'm not a good pastor for you and this and so forth, I mean, there are a lot of churches.
So okay, say me nyo so for papa ma insult me pray.
But don't come and be insulting me.
Mama, na me twa mi alapa.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm trying my best to let you be to let you become a good Christian.
Me ye de me ya so betu am yo Christo ni papa.
Are you here?
Oh, I say.
Yeah. So some people can be on the phone
in go for be on phone so
and doing different things.
Omo ye ni ma foforo.
Yeah. One day in the church.
Na ko asolim.
Do you want to know?
Who be so one?
Whilst I was preaching,
Abraham ka nyame asem,
and there were some guys at the back.
Memme bi ti echiro.
The moment I shared the benediction and finished and this and that, I just felt that I should go to the back. When I went to the back, they were watching
Puno.
In the church, not at home.
Wow, mercy.
Amen.
Amen.
That is why I always tell people that if you are not disciplined, don't use your phone at church. You know? And say you are copying notes. If you are not disciplined. But if you believe that you are disciplined, then you can use your phone. Yes. Amen.
Amen.
But if you are not disciplined, and every message that comes, you have to.
The message we are just all kind.
Every message.
Message we are just all kind.
Yes. It will amaze you that some people can be in the church and be chatting four girls.
Maybe more so now in my nine on your mokasa.
Amen.
Amen.
The fifth point,
they are also a numuno,
is accepting everybody. Irrespective of their differences. Accepting all temperaments. All temperaments. You see, the reason why sometimes people cannot stay in the church is that we are not patient with people. We can't accept our differences. You see, you cannot be me. And I cannot be you.
Yeah.
Amen. Maybe I may speak, you know, like when I'm talking, I take my time to talk. But there are some people too, they are not like that. Even when they are not even angry and they are talking, as if they are angry. Hello?
Hi.
And my brothers, most of my brothers from other side, they are like that. When a typical Nigerian man is talking,
so Nigerian ni kasa,
you may think that he's angry at you.
Make say the boy fool.
True or not true?
True. No
correct. This is a Nigerian man. He said true.
Nigerian, you say no correct.
But it does not mean that.
And no inchi say
he doesn't respect you.
And yes, umbu
or regard you.
And also unfound yes she.
That is their make.
San or moti.
They speak with authority.
Omo di 2 minutes kasa. Some would be beard.
You know, most Nigerians are choleric.
Nigeria for be choleric for no.
They are go getters. They don't like slow motions. And it shows in their speech.
Omo kasai daddy.
It shows in their attitude.
Omo subai a daddy.
You see, we have to learn how to, embrace our differences.
Yes, so I see a chiobibia too.
Hello. Don't try to let somebody just be like you.
Man, ma obi nyati sa wo.
Are you here?
Oh, I say.
Am I speaking to somebody here?
Me ni obi kasana.
Let's accept ourselves.
Yanjijiji
yahun
tum.
Amen. When the person comes to church,
so be ba sorry.
You see, there are some people.
Ebi mo ha.
They are very loud.
Omo di omo say ah.
They are very loud.
Omo de dede unku ah.
Hey.
Hey.
Chale.
Chale.
How are you?
Omo te say.
Hey.
Hey. Hey.
Then you say hey.
Omo say hey.
Meaning ne?
Ready a day ni?
A day ni. You see, you should understand. That is him.
San or not?
That is him.
San or not?
That is him.
San or not?
Somebody also will come.
Obi Subeba.
He said, hello.
Hello.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Please, how are you doing?
That's
great. Accept the first.
Chinipanutum.
Accept the person.
Chinipanutum.
Are you here?
What I say?
Somebody also may come.
Obi Subeba.
The person likes dressing. The person likes dressing.
Yeah.
You see, anytime he comes to church, it's like he has dressed more than everybody.
Oh no, but he will dress his own baby.
You see, and when it's coming,
so Papa,
you know,
say
hey,
hey,
then he will be doing all that.
No, you say, hey.
Listen, it's okay.
Yeah.
Look, accept all everybody. Accept everybody. Accept everybody. Our differences. Let's accept everybody. Look, my man, sorry, now
you come to church, you are looking at him like that.
Hey. So, oh yes, I was sorry with
you. When you do that in this church,
you best suspend them.
All of you.
Are you listening to me?
Oh, I see.
Yeah, that is why I'm telling you that this church is not a gang church. And it's not ever church. And it's not a tree church. And it's not English church. And it's not a Nigerian church. And it's not a Ghana church. It's for everyone. It's for all church. Everyone. Yes.
Powerful. Preaching.
Amen.
Amen.
That is why, nobody, like, you can't tell my tribe. You can't tell my tribe. Amen.
Amen.
No. Other than that, my tribe will fill this church. I have only my tribe in the church. But you see, I'm able to pull Nigerians.
Nigeria for what I say.
I'm able to pull, Evers, Ghanaians. I'm able to pull Ghanaians.
Ghanaian for.
I'm able to pull, Espanyols. Espanyols.
Espanyol for so.
Are you here?
Oh, I say.
I'm able to pull, the Francophones.
The Francophones for so, I say.
They are here. Are you here?
Oh,
I'm able to pull Cameroonians.
Say Cameroon for so I say.
Yes. They are here.
Omuha.
Are you here?
Oh, I say.
You can imagine I'm just championing my tribe.
Baby, I'm a fan.
I would just have just few of them seated here. One day, I used to have a certain pastor. And then when he's talking, he said, his tribe is in him too much. And then I said, look, change your vessel. Don't let your tribe be in you too much. Other than that, you cannot attract other tribes. Are you listening to me?
Oh, I see.
You have to be able to flow with everyone. Am I speaking to somebody here? We should accept our differences. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Sen aya mumu bi kura na eya eya ohwe omo no. I say aha. Me mebiem. This place I will not come again.
Aha me mebiem.
Because the sister, the only dressing that she knows
oba no dressing onu ani say
has to do wild dresses.
Ntalia ehu pa.
Yes. Wow, dresses. The one that, you see, when she appears like this, you have to start blowing in tongues. But it's okay. It's okay. Don't let the person feel like she's some way beyond. With time. She will change. With time. She will change. Receive that power of God in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Even if the person smoke weed.
So no dream poor.
Yes. There are people here who smoke weed. They think I don't know them.
Oma gise minimum.
Tell the person sitting by you that the prophet knows you, but just that it's waiting that at the appointed time you change.
Catch on your so deep on him and papa no by sister.
Oh, you are not telling your neighbor.
Catch on your.
Amen.
Amen.
But you see, I have never even confronted them one and one. I've never. But I know they smoke weed.
Meaning some movie.
And some will pass through their nose, some their ears, some tooth will come out from their place.
I know.
But I know with time.
Meaning say emblemunu.
With time. They are changing. They will change.
Oh my sister.
Yeah. One of them. One of them have changed. It's a strategy that you should learn. The person knows that it's a fornicator. Somebody catch us on campus. Because I open myself. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, yeah, drama.
Hey, drama, thank you.
I said, the person knows.
On one case, on him.
That he or she is a fornicator.
So, oh, yeah, drama.
So, when you go and be telling that, with drama, you see, you let the person leave the church. Find another way. Because sometimes there's a situation.
So nene father falling bono.
There's a situation.
So nene bomu
will transform the person.
A best is sending pan.
Yes. Because you are moving with the person.
Unini panin anti.
The person is drinking, you are not drinking. The person is smoking, you are not smoking. The person is speaking. I mean, vulgar words, you are not speaking. With time, the person will change. Am I helping somebody here? Let's accept our differences. This place is a hospital. Yes. We are all sick.
Yes.
Who is healthy here? Who can tell me that for me, I'm 100% healthy? Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. You are 100% healthy. There is no sin in your life. I'm waiting. Lift up your hands. And stand to your feet. You see, we are all sick. We are all sick. Yes. We are all sick. Even some of us, even this morning, you have lied 100 times.
And no pay and wait and trouble 100.
So we are all sick. That is why we are here.
And until you are solid.
So let's accept ourselves. When we come to accept ourselves,
say
my brother, look. We will retain everybody that comes here.
You remember we be our trust in her.
Yeah. There is this man that I was trying to bring him to church.
No, maybe I'm not present in the bar, sorry.
Yeah. It's called Gabriel Fifi.
What?
Gabriel Fifi something.
Fifi baby.
And then when we met him,
you see him.
He had dreadlocks.
Meeting in dreadlocks.
Eh? Graham. Yeah. Gabriel Fifi Graham. And then he had dreadlocks. After preaching to him, and then he said, is that how come?
I said, member.
But you, will you people accept my dreadlocks?
I said,
and I said, there are a lot of dreadlocks in my church. Look, the people out there, they have certain perception about us. We Christians,
young a Christopher,
they have certain perception about us. The way we condemn, we easily condemn people. And we don't accept people. We have all attained mercy. And forgiveness. And we have to extend that mercy and forgiveness to everyone. Oh, am I speaking to somebody here? Yes. So Gabriel Fifi Graham said, will you accept me? We over accept you. And when you look at the man,
not your papa,
who was drunk, and when you see him, you may think that it's a young man. You will just reject him. But he led us to his house. A story building, huge story building. No, but when he was, and he speaks good English.
For couple of papa.
But don't look at me like that, okay?
Man, show me how I.
And was asking questions.
No, bisa him.
Look, the world has certain perception about us.
Yes, if only we are dreaming be fire.
That is why they are not coming to church.
No more muscle.
Look. You think that we smokers, they don't want to come to church. They want to come to church. But when they think about how we think about them, they say, we won't come. Cocaine addicts.
Cocaine for no.
Prostitutes. They want to come to church. But they are thinking about, I mean, the way we easily judge people.
Send you poor Martin.
Yeah. So they will not come. Poor people have the way of, I mean, perceiving us. Because when they come to church, we don't even welcome them well. We don't welcome them well. There is a gentleman that I wanted to bring him to church. So we went there. You know, and then when I went, yesterday,
me call run.
I parked my car somewhere.
Me the mechanic go see baby,
and I walk.
Now me call.
So we're walking.
Yeah, nante
evangelizing.
Ni e kanya mi asem.
And I was in my t-shirt.
Na ma she mi t-shirt
and my simple trousers.
Me trousers be na ma she.
You know. So I preached to him.
Pastor,
he accepted.
No,
and he himself said, don't even talk for long. Come today. Come and pick me. So when I met him this morning, he said, oh, okay. I'm coming. And then he went inside. Change. And then I said, let's go. And then we got to my car.
Ne do me car no.
And then I open.
Na mbi car no.
Then he said, "Hey, you said where is the church?"
We say I'm selling away.
And I directed. I said, "I bet you say you know the Sampa Valley."
This is Sampa.
All the and I said, "Yeah, yeah."
I said, "Yeah, yeah, yeah."
Then he looked at your car, then we looked at me.
Oh, your car, no, oh, me.
And he said, wait, eh?
Me say,
then he went, he said, he's okay. Going to see somebody.
Oh, say, okay, show me.
So when he came back,
oh, say, I'm baby, you know.
And I said, oh, I'm waiting for you.
Me say, me chen.
Me, I'm afraid, oh. I'm afraid.
Me slow.
I'm afraid.
Me slow.
Hey.
Hey.
And I said, why?
Mr. Adey.
Hey.
Hey.
I'm afraid. You, my nephew and my niece can go. Give me your number.
Oh, no, mama. Oh, no, mama.
You see?
Wow.
The gentleman wants to come to church.
No person pass on it.
But you see, it's how can this person with this car and come and be winning souls? It doesn't easily happen. So he was thinking about this Sakawa people that uses, this thing for rituals. Look, there are a lot of you here. You have mighty cars. You have never taken it to evangelism before. We have to change the perception of the people out there. To know that rich people also can evangelize and win souls for Christ. What have you received that was not given to you by God? But next week, I'm going to bring that man here. Because he says he will go to church. But you see, the perception out there about we Christians is horrible. We have to change it. God has blessed you small. You have a car. I put my souls in my car. Yes. I put them in my car. Some of you can't put souls in your car. This is your small car. You can't even put them in your car. You can't even put them in your car. I put them in my car. You see, so the others who entered, I wanted to give them air condition. And they all roll it down. In case something happens. So that they can jump.
Hey! Mercy. Hey. Wow.
Because they cannot trust us. It doesn't happen.
And see.
Yes. And so you see some of the rich people in the church, and then you like when the people that are now coming, up when you see them.
Bra,
bra, bra.
Come.
What's your problem saying?
What's your name?
Your problem saying?
What's your name?
I can't tell my name.
Speak fast, fast, fast.
I'm a Jewa. Now then, I was listening,
why are you laughing like that?
But you're maybe pensive, pa.
Are you comedy?
Are you angry?
Comedy, wana.
Are you angry?
Kakra.
Comedy,
kakra.
Comedy.
You're angry, eh?
Are
they? Why? Don't you get food to eat in the house?
Is it the way I knew Omoka Sakura?
The way you speak to them.
Then we said, this man is proud.
Papa, or your hand time.
This woman is proud.
Mommy, or your hand time.
Please. If we want to retain people in the house, we should give respect to everyone. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes. I want to see, people blessing them, nah them, you know, coffee them, eh? And Sam dance, eh? Raymond dance, Pastor Enoch dance, Mr. Anand dance, eh? All of you who have cars,
one more cars in,
you should launch out and pack your car,
now go back your car,
and enter house to house.
Go a few film
and said, let's go.
Let's
go to the house of God. Let's go to the house
of God. Wow.
Let's go.
Amen.
Amen. Look at even God. He has allowed you to come to him. And you.
Now.
You just have two bedrooms.
Two bedroom me no bed.
And you look too big.
Why a kakraka by force?
May God help us.
Nyame
muayen. I hear. I say, may God help us.
Nyame omuayen.
Let's accept ourselves. Let's accept our differences. Yes. Maybe you are stronger than me.
Maybe I want this.
Help me to come to your level. Help me to come to your level. Don't condemn me. Don't condemn me. Don't look at my dreadlocks and condemn me. You see, I may be better than you. Yes. It's not the dreadlocks. It's not the dreadlocks will not qualify anybody from entering heaven.
Say tina aboni to me and chess will be on for heaven.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
So be very careful the way you condemn people. There are some people when some ladies wear wig, they said they will go to hell. Who taught you that? Who taught you that just putting wig on my head,
so the wig, I send it in,
I will go to hell? Who taught you that? It's not true. So when we see a lady, wearing, that's why some prophets, when they see ladies wearing wig and then they look nice and they say, I see in the realm of the spirit,
there
is a marine spirit.
Marine spirit.
The marine spirit.
Marine spirit.
Has taken hold of you.
I teach you a blah.
Oh.
Wow.
Every beautiful lady, marine spirit.
Oh, baby, I know if baby, I am mommy or Tana.
No.
Debbie.
Tell the person sitting by you, how can marine spirit possess me, a Christian?
This is a service, mommy, or tell me to be a demon. Me or Christoni.
Am I preaching to you?
Me no Cassano.
So I've given you 2 points. Breaking of bread. And accepting what?
Ourselves.
Everyone. Accept everyone. When we do this, people will love to stay in the church. People will love to stay in the church. Clap your hands and stand to your feet.
God bless you for your time. Join Prophet Jones Kosina at God's Haven Ministries every Friday at 7 p.m. and on Sundays at 8 a.m. Locate the church at Sampa Valley near Brookville Hotel, off the Malam Kasua Road. For more information, call 020-655-3248. Follow our Facebook pages, Prophet Jones Kosina and God's Haven Ministries. Visit our website, www.godshavenglobal.org. See you. It's a blessing. It's a blessing. It's a blessing. It's a blessing.